In Russia today, news of the murder of American journalist Paul Klebnikov is making headlines. Mr. Klebnikov was the editor of the new Russian edition of Forbes magazine. He was shot four times outside his office yesterday, reportedly died in an ambulance en route to the hospital. Klebnikov stirred controversy in May when he published a list of Russia's wealthiest business people. NPR's Lawrence Sheets is on the line with us from St. Petersburg. Hi, Lawrence.
Hi, Susan.
Is there a general feeling that Klebnikov was a target because he ran that list of wealthiest Russians?
Well, that certainly is what is going to raise a lot of suspicion here. The Russian police already are saying the most likely explanation for his murder was indeed his work. They're not saying specifically that it was the publication of this list, but Mr. Klebnikov was a man who was well known in Russia and had ruffled a lot of feathers among the wealthy and well-connected in this country.
Yeah. You had a chance to speak with him about that list. What did he tell you?
Well, I spoke with him about a month ago, and he actually was rather nonchalant about it. I said, you know, you must have really irritated a lot of people with this. And he said, well, yes, you know, we expected that people would be quite reluctant to have been brought into the spotlight. But he didn't seem to, other than saying that he had gotten some threats from people who threatened to sue the magazine because they said that the magazine had overestimated their wealth, he didn't seem relatively worried about these calls.
Uh-huh. He was said to be investigating connections between Russian politics and organized crime. So what kinds of leads do the police have?
The police aren't saying at this point what kinds of leads, if they have any leads at all, as a matter of fact, what they would be. And that's fairly typical for the Russian police, not to give us too many details in these types of circumstances.
Paul Klebnikov had very strong ties to Russia, didn't he? They predated this new magazine he was in charge of. Tell us about that.
Yeah, his relatives were Russian emigres, as a matter of fact, who left after the Bolshevik Revolution. His father was a translator at the UN, and he'd been coming to Russia since 1989, since all of these monumentous changes began in the country. And as you said, had just begun the publication of the Russian language edition of Forbes just this spring. It had only run three or four editions before he was killed.
The first issue was in April. Thank you very much, NPR's Lawrence Sheets, speaking from St. Petersburg.